So I'm on my way to Atlanta, Georgia, and so I'm going to record some messages to kill the time while I'm driving, because it usually goes by faster. What can I talk about? I can talk about the alphabet. I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm just going to tell you. So the alphabet actually means blood house. Alpha, bet. Bet is house. A's goes back to the blood. I haven't had anything to eat this morning. I'm doing a fast till I find a good place. I want to find me a Subway and get me some three meats. If you eat three meats, you're going to get most of your amino acids. And the amino acid chain stays together. And you switch, if you can switch over to keto for a season, you'll feel stronger. Anyway, back to the alphabet. I might see some stuff on the road while I'm driving, but awesome. I might get sidetracked, but that's all right. So A to Z, alpha and omega, right? I'm actually going down the highway, and I got this truck beside me that looks like he's going to Greenville, South Carolina. Alpha and Omega. So, in order to read the side of that truck, SC, South Carolina, I see an exit 103 Thomasville. I'm using alphabet. I'm using the alphabet and the numbers. And so once you hit A to Z, you go back to A to Z. So there's always you're using the same letters all the time, right? You're using the same letters all the time. So think about that for a second. In order to say a new word, you got to add another letter. You got to add another letter. And so I think I'll stop talking when I get to Charlotte. I just saw a Biscuitville. Should have stopped there. But anyway, you're using the same alphabet. In order to add a new word, you got to add another letter. No matter what you're saying, like the word exit, E-X-I-T, right? That's just a combination of letters. E is spirit. X is the cross. I goes back to Jesus. T is, X is taking, X would, E-X, X would be taking up your cross. T is the cross. So when you break down each word, each letter of the alphabet and see what its original meaning is, now I got a concrete truck beside me. Before I had a pallet truck. Guy had a pallet jackal on the back of his truck, or whatever they call those things. I forget. I did warehouse work and I forgot. One time. Where you sit in it and drive it around and move the pallets. I forget what it's called. But anyway. So those same letters, EX, just like in exit, press, X, express, EX, press. So you'll get to a point when you start to look at the...
There are police reported ahead.
When you start to look at the words, you'll see, oh, they're using the same letters with a different word. Express, X-it, Excalibur, X. And so EX means to go out, right? So then you start to think, well, they have to build work. So EX is a word in itself. EX means to push out, right? Expectations. Extra. So when you start to see that two letters, even though it's not a word, it is a word. In other words, EX is not necessarily a word, but you see it used everywhere. So then you say, well, what does EX mean? It means to push out. Or to push higher. Excel, to push something higher, push something out. Extreme. And so you say, okay, so EX in itself is a word. So if EX is a word, then the letter E is a word, and the letter X is a word. I should have went in reverse. I should have explained, instead of starting out saying the letters, I should have showed you some words, you know. But I'm going down the highway, so bear with me. Skip the first part and listen from here on out. So if you take some words, like any word with EX, extra, express, exhaust, exhausted. Now let's think about the word exhausted. I got two policemen on police motorcycles right behind me. So I have to just put this, hold on 1 second. Never mind, they're not policemen, they're flaming knights. They're flaming knights, whatever that is. So, they're extra, right? They're really extra. They both have coats and it says flaming knights. I guess that's their little group that they hang out with.
There are police reported ahead.
Excel, spreadsheet, EX, words, will reveal that the EX is pushing out something. You excel, you go above, you push out above, beyond. There's a word, there's a truck beside me, it says Rhema Transportation, the Rhema word, right? You got the logos word and you got the Rhema word. You should know that if you're saved. If you're not saved, then get saved. Start studying. Do some study on the Greek language and the Hebrew and the etymology and all, and you'll learn your Bible better. The Rhema word. The Logos. I never have decoded the Rhema word. I'm probably could, I just haven't done it yet, but that's awful strange spelling, isn't it? R-H-E-M-A, right? Like I say, I'm doing a 5-hour drive, so I'm just killing time, so you can go along with me as a passenger or not. It's your choice. So Ford, I'll probably do 3, maybe 6 videos because I got to come back. There's a Ford emblem on the back of this car, and the word Ford means crossing. Goes back to some kind of stream that I don't remember exactly, but to cross a little stream, across a little river, you know. Ford means to cross. Don't know where that word. I don't know if it's somebody's last name or what. You know. Because I'm driving, I have to adjust the temperature. I have to watch the road and all that stuff. So just bear with me if I pause. I'm giving you free content. Like and subscribe. That's the inside joke. Please hit the like button. That is funny. That is hilarious. I'm giving you real content. I'm giving you something that's going to help you. So EX words, I can't think of them as I'm going down the highway, but When I get to Charlotte, I'm going to stop and look at the map again. But I think it's a straight shot down at 85. If that's where I think that's, yeah, I'm on 85. Extra, exchange. Okay, so exchange. So let's look at the letters EX. You know it means to push out to, or to rise up or something like that. So E is the spirit. Now everything in this reality points back to Jesus, and it points back to the process of what Jesus is doing down here. You might not even need words in heaven, but right now down here you do. Jesus is the word. He spoke it all into existence. I think you always need words because I saw him speaking words in heaven, but there'll be a point where you don't even need to speak because you'll be able to read minds and you'll already know what everybody's thinking, because when you see Jesus, you'll be like him, so you'll have complete mind of Christ. You already have the mind of Christ, but then you have the earnest of the spirit, but then you'll have the full on spirit, right? And so E is spirit, X is take up your cross. So how do you get out of this place? How do you exit this place? By the spirit and by taking up your cross, EX. Now in math, you got Y, you got some functions, right? Y is equal to something. Y is equal to X is a straight line. Y, the letter Y is equal to EX is an exponential function, E to the X. Now, how is that possible? Because E is the spirit, and when you take up your cross, it's exponential growth. You cut off the TV, you cut off the music, you cut off the distractions, you cut off the noise, and you cut off the foolishness, and you cut off the flesh creatures, and you only talk to saved people. You might have to interact with the flesh creatures on your job or working or neighbors or family or whatever, but you limit your time with them because you're trying to rise up out of this stupid matrix that we're in. It's a dream world, really. And so as you rise up, you exponentially grow, and especially if you have other believers that you talk to. If you have one believer that you talk to, especially if you have a phone conversation, you're going to grow. And it might be painful because as you talk to them, they're going to see areas of weakness that you have, and you're going to see areas of weakness they have. That's why it's important to marry a believer, because if you marry a believer and you call them out on their junk, or they call you out on your junk, you say, praise God, hallelujah, that was a stronghold, or that was a fake reality bubble that I was living in that I didn't even know I was living in. And so if I reveal these letters and these languages while I'm driving, I'm showing you that you've been living in a fake reality bubble. We are in the Word. In Him we live and move and have our being. I used to say in Him we move and live, breathe and have our being. I think it's in Him we live and move and have our being. But yes, only by Him do we breathe. There's probably a verse about breathing, though, and that's probably why I put the two together. Because I used to say, in Him we live and breathe and have our being. But it's in Him we live and breathe and move and have our being. Everything about us is in Christ. Without me, you can do nothing, right? So it's Christ in you, but you're in Christ, and Christ in God. So it's Christ in you, you're in Christ, Christ in God. There's your fractal hologram right there. It's a fractal holographic reality, and every dimension that is like higher to the spirit realm is moving back to oneness with Source, right? So when Jesus spoke it all into existence, He's one, right? You're talking about a creature or a being, not a creature, because a creature is a creation. A being to be. Jesus is a being. God is a entity being or whatever. God is God. I don't know if you can describe Him that way, the I Am. So you're talking about the I Am, which is oneness. And He spoke it all into existence. So what had to happen? It had to break into parts. And so as it comes down to different dimensions, it breaks into more and more parts, right? Because it's a fractal view into the spirit realm. So when you're in the natural realm, you're looking at the parts, but the parts actually make a whole. But you have to have the holographic mind of Christ to see it. And if you're saved, you do. And every human being has a holographic mind, and I can prove it because use your imagination to see the desk at your job, or the chair at your job, or the floor, or the tools at your job, or whatever. You're not even there and you can see it. Or if you're at work, use your imagination to see your home, your house, your windows, your doors, or whatever. And so use your holographic mind and your imagination to image birth. Imagination is imagination, to image birth. You're doing it anyway, so why not wake up to it and see and take control over it? Bring every thought into captivity and see what happens. It'll change your life. I'm not talking about New Age manifestation, but I'm talking about pre-planning and prepare, and which means pre-cut. So back to what I was saying, EX is the exponential function. E is the spirit. Why is the letter E in mathematics called exponential? Because E is the spirit. Why is it E is equal to MC squared? Because E is the spirit. Mass has to burn up, the speed of light. What is the C squared? The letter C is love. So C squared surpasses the speed of light. That is the speed of light. Love to the second power multiplied. Love multiplied by itself is what this whole thing's about, right? M is mass in physics, in math. But M is also water in the language. The Phoenician script shows you that the letter M is water. You'll never hear this stuff anywhere else, so you better download what I'm telling you here. So M is water. And so M is mass in the physics. So the mass has to burn up. So E is spirit. E is equal to MC squared, right? M is mass in physics. C squared. C is love. So what you're seeing in that equation is, if you walk in the spirit, walk in agape, which is CE, because E is love too. E is the spirit, so it's love too. So C squared is actually CE. So if you walk in the spirit, C squared, in your body, in your water body, M is water, your body's 75%, 72% water. So in your water body, if you walk in the spirit, what does that mean? You got the power. You're outside of time. You beat the devil system. You beat the sine wave. And you have the power. If you walk in love, so let's say you have an enemy. The Bible says love your enemy. You say, well, how do I love my enemy? Good question. How do I love my enemy? They're not there yet. How do I love my enemy? Red versus blue. So when you watch a football game, you got a red jersey and a blue jersey. The red jersey and the blue jersey, they're fighting each other on the football field for a pigskin, right? And it looks like the Vesica Pisces. So when they are fighting over that pigskin, it actually looks like the vagina. So they're, both teams are fighting over that. To do what? To birth. The baby comes out of the vagina, right? So face-to-face turning is a birthing. So the red versus blue on the football field, they're facing off with each other, face-to-face, ace-to-ace, one-to-one. They're facing off with each other to birth out what? That football. And look at the shape of it. They're birthing out a baby. It's shaped like the union of two circles. When the when the two circles come together, it forms that shape, which is 153, which is the fish. Jesus says, I'll make you fishers of men. They were out there fishing. He said, throw the net on the other side. There's your left and your right, your red and the blue. And they got a lot of fish. He says, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. I'm doing this, going down the highway. I don't have any notes. I'm just talking because I've studied this for so long. It's just a part of me now. The 153, I've got a website called 153nc.com, and it should link back to the books.media. But the 153 is very significant because it's the middleman, right? There's one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's the middleman between God and man. So he was without sin. We all have sin down here. We're born in sin. He was born of a virgin. He had no sin. That's why he's high and lifted up, separate from sinners. But just like the movie Thor came down and said, you guys are not worthy to carry the... Because Thor died and rose again. And then the hammer came back to him. He had the power. Because he learned to love people. So he could love his enemy. He could love anybody. Because he knows his own brother is pure evil. So he would look at his brother Loki and say, I know Loki's evil, but he's my brother. So Cain and Abel. So Thor would represent Abel. And Abel knows that Cain's trying to kill him. But that's his brother. Maybe he'll get right one day. So those biblical stories are being applied everywhere all the time in all the movies, right? I just caught myself doing 80 instead in a 70. I better slow down because I don't even know if I've got all my paperwork, but I haven't looked at it in a while. I'll make sure I have my registration, you know. I had no idea I was doing 80. I just passed a truck. There's some kind of gas station called Love's, L-O-V-E-S. That's the gas station. So all your movies point back to biblical stories and biblical truths. Cain and Abel is a major one. How do you love your enemy who's trying to kill you? You get strong and you put up boundaries. And if you have to fight, you fight. But you give them bread and water. You give your enemy bread and water and you heap coals of fire on their head. Let's say you're on the job, you got somebody on the job trying to get rid of you. You just be nice and heap coals. You might win a friend. They might end up not being an enemy. They might be an ally one day. You never know. You might win a friend. Don't date them on the job. That'll mess you up. Let's say you're on the job, some man's on the job, some woman is his ally, his friend, and she's really a good friend, a good help, he helps her on the job, she helps him. Don't date each other, because it'll mess it up. You got a good ally. You got a buddy. What was I talking about? I was talking about walking in the Spirit. I was talking about God's love, loving your enemy. They're not there yet. When you take up your cross, walk in the Spirit, you step outside of time, claim the blood. lot of traffic right now. Jesus alone saves. Let's say that before I forget to say that. Traffic's so bad, I might have to cut this off. It was smooth sailing for a minute there. So every nursery rhyme, every saying, everything that you do, everything is a thing. I worked with a witch, a wannabe witch. She was young, but she was getting there, evidently. But she said everything. I said, is that a thing? She was talking one time. She said, everything is a thing. And I said, I can't argue. Hallelujah, that's true. Everything is a thing, and everything points back to Jesus. And the word thing itself, TH is the ethereal plane. ING, G is Golgotha. It is finished. So everything is a thing because it's all in Christ. It all happened at the cross, and everything's a projection from the cross. And so the reality that you live in is a projected hologram. And it feels real in the 3D, but from a 5D creature, they're looking down at us and just laughing. Oh, they're letting that bother them. And if you really think about it, God's in control of everything. Every choice you make, every decision, He already knows it before you do it. And so if you're in Him, He's already made a way. There's already a path set for you, and that one can get rid of fear. Oh, I was talking about Cain and Abel, and I was talking about the football. So the football teams, it could be basketball, soccer, whatever. The red jersey is facing off with the blue jersey, and they say, I'm going to win. But if you go out there on the field and you say, I want you to take the red jerseys off and give it to them, and the blue jersey, I want you to take those and give it to them, and you switch uniforms, you're looking at yourself. So the enemy that you see out there is actually another version of you. And so that other version of you you're facing off with in your enemy. So God created all. So every person is per the Son, per Son. So in you, in my flesh, dwelleth no good things. I was born a sinner, evil, pure evil. In the flesh is nothing but in sin did my mother conceive me. So I was born pure evil. And only by the grace of God did I get saved. I might be, if it wasn't for that, I might be in jail. I might be, who knows what I might be. Think of the worst thing you can think of. That might have been the path you went down if you wouldn't have got saved. Because if you don't get saved, you get worse. You become more narcissistic, more psychopathic, more sociopathic. You will go down that path. And so the red team versus the blue team, they're facing off. They're actually looking at themselves, a different version. And they're facing off and they're birthing in that football, which looks like the vesica Pisces vagina. So the baby's popping out, and what does that mean? They're moving to a new state. So as they face off with each other, they get stronger and stronger and stronger, and they get better, and their quarterbacks get better, and the defense gets better, and the offense gets better, and the wide receiver gets better, and they get better at their game, and they become professional players because they're so good at what they do. And that's what's happening in your life. I'm having a lot of rocks hit my windshield. It's really making me mad. There needs to be some kind of like a piece of plastic we can put over a windshield when you're going down the highway, especially a long trip, that can keep rocks from cracking the windshield so easy. So when you're facing off with somebody, anybody, another person, per the Son, you're pushing each other higher. So if it's two believers, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I got off track from. When you got two believers facing off with each other, they'll be pushed higher. They're going to be pushed higher. And it's impossible not to be pushed higher. And it's going to, this iron sharpening iron, the flesh cuts the flesh, but the iron sharpens the iron. So when you really get good at helping somebody see a blind spot or a stronghold, you have to do it in grace. Galatians 6:1, you that are spiritual, restore such a one with the spirit of meekness, lest you fall into the same condemnation. Why does he say that? Because you can fall into the same condemnation facing off with somebody. It can be painful. You can, because you're looking at yourself, you can be drawn in. That's why communication, bad company corrupts good morals. And when you commune with people, he says, don't be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, because you'll be like them. Because you're looking at yourself, the old version. Galatians 6:1, memorize it, never forget it. Never forget Galatians 6:1. But we know that Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. So stand on that, even if you fall back into something. The righteous fall 7 times, but they get back up. But notice the unrighteous fall and fall and fall, and they stay in it, and they get in there drugging and they're drinking. And there was somebody yesterday, or day before yesterday's, a couple of us had to go in there and inspect a place, and she was sitting over in the corner like a little scared rat. I said, we're trained for human trafficking. Are you okay? Are you sure? Because you don't look okay. No, I'm fine. Because she couldn't even answer our questions. No, I'm fine. Are you sure? Yeah, everything's good. Okay. This is actually, I just saw a truck said Cardinal. Goes back to the letter A, Cardinal. The Cardinal Popes wear red. The Cardinal Bird is red. Cardinal goes back to red. A is the blood. The Cardinal letter, right? The primary. I just saw a truck says FedEx, Express. Federal means faith. Express is EX on the FedEx truck. All right, let me cut this off. It usually goes a bit. My other phone, it would die at 33 minutes anyway, so let me cut this off. And remember, face-to-face turning your enemy. You can love your enemy because you're looking at another version of yourself. They're just in bitterness and unforgiveness and hate for no reason. The devil has deceived them. So, Lord, forgive them. They know not what they do because the devil's got them under a program. Their culture lie, their bloodline lie, they're in some kind of race war, they're in some kind of war going on inside from being a program that they're not able to break the program, and the devil's deceived them through their music or whatever. Whether it's rock music, rap music, country music or whatever, you've been programmed by the music, you don't even know it. All right, that's enough for now.